We all know what a huge difference thoughtful design can have on a space. And yet, if you've never worked with an interior designer before, the process can seem a bit daunting. Realtor Nick Fitzgibbon sat down with interior designer Rachel Aiken, owner of Delve Interiors, to discuss why design should be accessible to everyone, the importance of getting outside your comfort zone, and what it takes to make a house a home. NF. Rachel, for those who haven't had the pleasure of working with you yet, can you share a little bit about your background? When did you start Delve Interiors and what was your motivation? Raw. Great to see you again, Nick. I'm so excited to be doing this and delving in with you. Yup, I'm totally cheesy. As you know, I am the lead designer and founder of Delve Interiors. Delve Interiors came to life in January 2020, after I had worked in the design business for a few years. I also had a lifetime of passion for all things design. My school background is actually in the sports and recreation world, but I soon realized after working in the industry that design was my true passion and aligned better with my growing family. Although I loved working for other designers and learning from them, I really had the desire to start a design business from scratch and have my hand in every decision that was made. I wanted it to be a true reflection of myself and have the ability to get super creative. Thus, Delve Interiors was born. NF. Do you have a particular design philosophy or approach? Raw. I don't know if I have a particular design philosophy. I think I have many. I really try to push clients outside of their comfort zone because that's where all the magic happens. I want to design for clients living in the present moment. Too often I hear about resale, and if they will like their choices 10 years down the road. If I'm being honest, 10 years down the road, more often than not, your design will be ready for a refresh and your taste will have evolved. Unless you're flipping your house or planning to move very soon, why would you design a space based on unknown future occupants? I want to design for you. Don't get me wrong, I do believe in having some classic elements that stand the test of time, but that will never stop me from using color, a bold textile, or some awesome wallpaper. That's why I ultimately chose the name, Delve Interiors, because I really want to dive in and learn so much about my clients so that I can create a space that is truly reflective of them and their needs. NF. Tell me, how does the process usually work? Is it helpful for you if homeowners have collected photos, on Pinterest or Houzz, of spaces they like? Do most clients do this before reaching out to you or do they approach you as more of a blank slate, open to hearing your ideas for their space? Raw. Our client inquiry process begins with prospective clients filling in our contact form via our website. Here we ask a bunch of curated questions to allow us to get to know you better and get a handle on the scope of their project and determine if we would be a good fit for one another. After the inquiry is sent and our team decides to proceed, we would set up a discovery call to chat further and narrow down if it still feels like a good match. I want both parties to want this relationship and have a good feeling about it. From there we book our first in-home consultation, get into contracts and payment, and make it official. We always then ask our client to send us their Pinterest or Houzz board so we can further delve in and get a solid understanding of their design taste and aesthetic. We use these platforms as inspiration, but we really like to create a custom space that is unique and specific to our clients. Delve Interiors Living Room Project. Before Delve Interiors Living Room Project. After NF. What's the typical scope of your projects? Do most clients hire you to design the interiors of their entire home or do you take on smaller projects as well? Raw. Our scope of projects varies from full-spectrum design to conceptual design only. This is a piece of the business that keeps evolving as we grow and figure out where our sweet spot is. We have done everything from a single room in a house to designing an entire home top to bottom. I do know that our best results always come from taking design from concept to implementation, all the way to the finish line. NF. What have been some of the most fun projects you've worked on? Do you have a favorite? Raw. I have been honored and blessed to work with some incredible people thus far and so many clients have truly become my friends. There have been many great projects, it's hard to even narrow it down. Some highlights for me were working with Sarah Landry, at the Bird's Papaya, on her principal bathroom where we installed a custom pink vanity. This job garnered some really great attention because of Sarah's insane reach and her very kind words. I'm very thankful to her and Shane for believing in me and trusting me. Sarah Landry Bathroom Redesign. Before Sarah Landry Bathroom Redesign. After NF. I love that your aim is to make interior design more accessible, easy and affordable, and to lower the barrier to interior design services. How did this come about and why is this important to you? Raw. I really do strive to make design more accessible even though it's considered a luxury service. Our team curates accessible content for anyone to access by sharing tips and tricks, sourcing and showing lower price items through our social platforms, Instagram, TikTok and Pinterest, sharing our favorite vendors and local artisans, creating guides based on frequently asked questions, and providing more detailed design information for our Delve insiders, who have subscribed to our newsletter. I am not a fan of secrets, I love to share and collaborate, we even share our design studio with another design firm called Studio Kin. We talk openly with one another, share resources and truly want nothing more than to see each of our separate businesses thrive. Another way we strive to be more accessible is by offering a two-part design service, conceptual versus full service. If full-spectrum design isn't in your budget but you still want the help and insight of a designer, you can hire Delve Interiors for conceptual design only. We essentially create the blueprint of the design for our clients to then execute themselves. Delve Interiors Bathroom Reimagined. Before Delve Interiors Bathroom Reimagined. After NF. Are there any misconceptions people have about working with an interior designer? Raw. There are lots. Where do I begin? I think one of the biggest misconceptions are probably geared around cost and what our role actually is as the designer. Oftentimes a renovation is a huge investment for the homeowners, and they want to be smart about where their money is spent, but I think how the money is distributed can be askew. Design should always be a part of the budget, perhaps I'm biased, lol. But having a plan and investing in a designer up front will save you money, save you time, and save your sanity. I can go on and on about the benefits of hiring a designer, so if you're still unsure, reach out and ask us, we are happy to delve into it further. We care about your investment too. NF. What are you seeing as the next big trends in interior design? Is there anything interesting coming around the corner? Raw. Oh gosh, next big trends? I love that I'm seeing more color and patterns being used in design. I'm seeing more moody spaces with so much depth and warmth. I think we will continue to see the creation of multifunctional spaces because of the work from home era the pandemic created. I hope we also continue to see the rising trend of eco-friendly design, repurposing, reusing, and refurbishing. I also love some seasonal curb appeal. I usually stick to a straightforward formula each and every season, then change and build from that. There are three areas I focus on: front door, doormats, planters. If you can change out those three areas to reflect each season, you are off to the races. For the fall, I like to use grasses, cabbage, dried florals, and mums in my planters, a natural jute doormat or one with fall plaid colors, and a cute and simple fall wreath on the door. Oh, and we can't forget the pumpkins, all different shapes and sizes. Don't be scared to get creative and paint some of them as well. At the end of the day, design is about people and connection, about bridging the gap between a house and a home. To us, that comes from intentionally curated design plans that showcase you and the things you love. When you come home at the end of the day, you deserve to walk into a space of comfort and a true reflection of yourself. If you want to delve in with us more, please reach out. We would love to become friends and learn all about the things that home means to you. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at DelveInteriors and on Pinterest at DelveInteriors _. For a more detailed look into all things Delve Interiors and to meet our team, visit our website. We cannot wait to get to know you.